I remember the night, many years ago, the night my father asked me to join him and spend the night with the shepherds. It was a beautiful moonlit night. The sheep had settled down, and the only sounds were the muffled talking of the shepherds and the occasional bleating of the sheep. I stared at the moon and dreamed of someday being a shepherd just like my father. One of the shepherds was looking over the flock, and then he said, "One of the lambs is missing." Others went to check also, and after carefully looking the flock over, they all agreed that one lamb was indeed missing. He must have wandered off and became hidden behind a tree, bush, or hill, and was overlooked. It was my father's turn to search for the lost one. I was glad to be able to go with him and help. He couldn't be far, as they hadn't traveled far that day. The brightness of the moon would help us in our search. In a short time, I heard the bleating of the lamb. He had slid down a shallow crevice between some rocks and was unable to climb out. My father reached down and lifted him out. He wasn't hurt, only frightened. He picked him up and we headed back toward the others. It gave me a warm feeling to know that I had a part in helping rescue this scared and helpless little animal of God's creation. Oh, I couldn't wait till I was big enough to be a shepherd too. We just came around a small hill and caught sight of the others when suddenly the sky began to brighten. We froze where we were in fear. The sky got brighter and brighter. I couldn't move. I began trembling in fear as the sky continued to brighten. Then an angel appeared and said unto us, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Then the angels were departed from us into heaven. At first, I couldn't move. But then I looked at my father, who was still standing motionless, gazing into the heavens. Then he looked at me, his eyes filled with excitement. "Come, son," he said, and we headed back toward the others. "What is the meaning of this, Father?" "God has promised all throughout the scriptures that someday he would send us a Messiah, a Savior, to redeem his people. From our forefathers into now, we have been expectantly waiting. The angels have just announced the fulfillment of this promise." I then remembered my father explaining this to me in the past. When we arrived, the shepherds were filled with excitement. Everyone was talking at once. Someone shouted, "Come, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." I thrilled at that thought, to go and see the Savior God had provided. But another shouted, "But someone must stay with the sheep." "Yes," shouted another, "who will stay with the sheep?" No answer. Another shouted, The lad can stay with the sheep." "No," I said. Some of them came up and were asking my father to have me stay with the sheep. "No, I want to go too." My father looked at me and said, "Son, you stay with the sheep." "Oh, please, no, Father. Don't make me stay. I want to go too." "But someone must stay with the sheep." "Yes, I know, but get someone else to do it." My father looked around, and all the others were already hurrying off toward Bethlehem. You must stay, he said.
Oh, please, no, Father. Don't make me stay. I want to go too. I want to see the Savior too.
Obey my voice, son. We must go and see the Savior God has provided. Bethlehem is but a short distance. We'll be back shortly. I'll tell you all about it when I get back. With that, he gave my shoulder a light squeeze and was off to catch the others. I knew I had to obey my father. I cannot describe the disappointment I felt that night. I could see them all hurrying off in excitement to go and see this long-awaited promise. Why do these things always happen to me, I thought, as tears welled up in my eyes. As the last ones went out of sight, I couldn't contain the tears any longer. I buried my head in my hands and I wept bitterly. I hated sheep. I continued crying for some time, my head buried in my hands, when I felt a gentle hand on my shoulder. I looked up through my tears, and there stood Amos, an aged shepherd with a badly crippled leg. I can't make the trip, son. This body's too crippled. I will tend the sheep, and you can go. Oh, thank you, I cried through my tears. I jumped up and ran as fast as I could. In a short time, I could see them ahead. I caught up with them, found my father, and quickly explained about Amos and why I was there. He smiled approvingly.
But how will we know where to go, Father?
God will show us the way, son.
But what will he do to be our Savior?
But he was already busy talking with all the other shepherds. With all excitement, everyone talking at once, I realized I'd have to wait until later to ask so many questions going through my mind.
What will he do to be our Savior? How soon will it be? The thrill of it all.
I had to half run to keep up with the rapid pace as we hurried along. Soon we were approaching Bethlehem. As we reached the edge of town, we turned, and we were going toward an inn. It looked like we were going there, but then we turned and went behind the inn. Just ahead was a small stable, and we were headed toward it. There was a thrill in the air as those in the lead entered the stable. I could sense the excitement as those that are later began crowding through. Slowly, the line moved forward, and at last, I was able to squeeze through the door. But with all the shepherds crowded around so tightly, I couldn't see anything, and neither could most of the others. I can't see, some were saying. Keep moving. But those in front were not moving. I tried to squeeze in between the shepherds, but they were crowded together so tightly, I had to give up. I can't see. Keep moving, some were complaining now. But still, no one is moving. I went back from another place and tried to squeeze between the shepherds, but it was no use. I looked toward the back of the stable. There was another manger where hay was fed to the animals. I looked above that to the beams of the stable running overhead. I ran back, climbed on top of the manger, grabbed hold of the beam, and climbed up on top of it. I began walking along the beam, moving forward, using the roof supports to steady me. Slowly I moved forward. My heart was pounding inside of me, thrilling to get my first look at the Savior. All I could see was the backs of the heads of the shepherds as I moved along. Slowly I moved forward, closer and closer, and at last, there he was, a tiny little baby lying in a manger. I thought the Savior of our people would come as a mighty warrior, not a little baby. I guess he'll grow up and become a mighty warrior, I thought. We'll just have to wait. Just to be there. After a while, I walked forward along that beam further and turned around so I could look back into the faces of the shepherds as they looked down at that little baby. A sense of awe and joy was on the expression of each and every face. I realized they were getting a bigger thrill out of this than even I was. A sense of awe and joy that could only come after a lifetime of expectation and waiting. "What is the baby's name?" one of them asked. The husband answered, "His name is Jesus." The name Jesus was echoed throughout the room by the shepherds. Then Jacob, the eldest shepherd there, made his way to the front. A look of amazement was on his face as he looked down at that little baby. He reached down and gently picked him up. His eyes welled up with tears. He tried to speak but couldn't. With tears streaming down his face, he laid the baby back down and made his way out to make room for the others. Slowly, the line is moving forward now, as those in the back were still trying to make their way to the front. One by one, they came. A look of overwhelming joy was the expression on each and every face. It was truly a joy-filled time for the shepherds, as they knew at last God's long-awaited promise had at last been fulfilled. My father was one of the last to get there. I have never seen such a look of joy on his face as I did that night. After looking at the Savior, tears in his eyes, he began looking around for me. "Son, where are you?" "Up here, Father," I said. He looked up and smiled as he realized what I had done. "Come down, we must be going now." And I began making my way back along the beam to get down. When at last I jumped down, my father and all the others had already gone outside. I ran over and quickly ran over to the manger and looked down at little baby Jesus. He was waving his hands in the air and kicking his feet. I reached down and touched one of his little hands. I looked up to see his mother smiling at me. With that, I jumped up and ran out to catch the others. Again, with all everybody was excited, everyone talking at once, and again, I realized I'd have to wait until later to ask so many questions going through my mind. It was a thrill to realize what I'd been a part of that night, to be one of the first people to see the Savior. There seemed to be a new peace and tranquility in those hills as we walked along. Then my thoughts went out to Amos, out there tending the sheep, what he had missed, and how glad I was to be able to go in his place. And then my thoughts went back to little baby Jesus in that manger. As we crossed those moonlight hills, I knew I would never forget that special, special night, the night I touched the Savior's hand.